Hello, today if you want to learn how to make this thing in Scratch, aka a platformer, just watch this video. Okay, watch it. Now. Hello, this is More Timer. Today I'm going to show you how to make a basic platformer on Scratch. So what you're going to do is you're going to click Create. You need an Adobe Flash Player in order for this to work, unfortunately. And this brings up this weird orange cat thing. Get out of here. Bye bye. So, to make this is gonna be the character sprite. Zoom in, press convert to vector over here, and bottom left, go here, make sure it's like this, and put your mouse about right here, and then that'll be like the character's head. Now what you're going to do in order to make the feet, you're going to grab line. Make sure it's this a bit smaller than the head, so like that. Then we're going to make an idle animation, so literally just I'm standing. Like so. Then what you're going to do is you're going to click duplicate, and you're going to click here, press backspace, then you're gonna take this. This will be the run animation, so like this. And then you're gonna duplicate that, but this time do not delete it. No, wait, yeah, don't delete it. Just take this. Slide it a bit with this circle, and then there, here's the running animation. If you want to make it even better, then go ahead and delete these and just take this again, put it in the middle, and make it look like it's just 1 foot. And then so that's your character. I would suggest to take the fill and take a white, fill all of the sprites, heads. So that is, his head isn't transparent. If you want, you can name them, but I wouldn't suggest to make it complicated. So you grab the when flag clicked from events, then you're gonna drag your guy over to where you want him to start, point in direction 90, and go to X, and then it'll do like where he is. Like so. Then this is how I make play. I just go to more blocks, make a block, play, because I feel like it. Just so that you can have a restart thing. Okay, so in order for your guy to move, you have to move 10 steps. Well, first you grab if, three of those, then go to here. No, not there. If key up arrow, which will be jump, if key right arrow, which will be right, obviously. And then left arrow, which is left. You're gonna go to motion. You're going to click this. I would suggest four. Negative numbers is so that it goes left, so minus four. Key up arrow pressed. Change Y by 10. Like, negative numbers is down. Yeah, so I would suggest to take forever. Now let's test it. That's funny. Then, in order to make him actually jump, you do if, wait, you do, oh, you have to make the stage, so click this. The first level is just gonna be simple, like this. You have to take this and go to X, 0, Y, 0. Okay, now you take your character. Oh, that's black. I'm gonna make that difference that you can see his feet. Fill there, and this will be at the back, so go to looks, go back, since it's at the very back, do 99, so you're not going to have 99 sprites, that would be insane. Okay, so here is the idol. So, key right arrow, you're gonna do switch costume to costumes 2. And same for the left arrow. Then you're gonna do, since there are three, thingies, like three character sprites. I'm just gonna make a block which is run. Now put run right here. And then for run, what you're gonna do is next costume, since it's costume 2 and there's 4 costumes, you'll do repeat 2. Also, switch costume to costume 2. Then you're gonna do, what you have to do now is wait 0.07-ish. Like so, and then you'll go to looks, switch costume to costume 3, then costume 2. Yeah, like that. And wait 0.07. Let's see how that works. Pretty good. Looks like he's walking. Now, to make him move more smooth, you're gonna put in move. I would suggest about 2 to 3 would be good. move to, and move to. The bad thing about this is he continues moving, and it's like that. Now, instead of having run here, you're gonna go to backpack. I have a lot of stuff in here. Just click on the arrow right here. Or you could just press duplicate. Then you'll make a new block. Run left. Then you're gonna do move minus two, and let's see. So that's right, that's left. We'll have to fix that. What? That's weird. How'd that happen? Let's see. That doesn't make any sense. La 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 la. Oh, I know. You have to put run left in. I forgot. Now it should work. Now for this, you would put it in a different one, so, and then put it in forever. If not touching sprite 2, which is the ground, and then you put another one, you put and put in there, put key up arrow, change Y by -10. What? Oh, we need another not. Not touching sprite 2. Change Y by, let's say, -5. Try that. Nope. Let's see. Oh, take an else. If and else, then change Y by -5, change that to 5, and then put repeat until touching. Sprite 2. The moving thing is not going very fast, so let's change it to a bigger number, minus 5. Let's change it to 3.5. Minus 3.5. Okay, let's see if that's too fast or too slow. That's pretty good. Okay. Better idea. Do when this clicked. Forever. If sensing key right arrow pressed key left arrow press. Let's try that. See if it works better. Kind of, but not really. Wait 0.1 seconds. The jump needs to be fixed. If go to looks or motion data, just go to data, make a variable, right? That's definitely how you spell it. Press this checkbox so that doesn't show on game. Do this, set la 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 to 0. Change it by 1. If height equals 15, then repeat until touching sprite 2. Change Y by minus 5. Okay, let's try it. There's the jump. Works. Nope, it doesn't work. Nope. Oh, I know. You have to put set height, that obviously says height, to 0 at the start, so that does, it doesn't let you jump any higher than that. I would suggest to change it to 25. The walking animation is not working very well. I know. No, I don't. Never mind. We'll just keep that. Doesn't need to look perfect. After all, there will probably be a part 2. On this, touching, no, Yeah. Sprite 2, costumes. You need to put. What will the end block be? Let's just say this color. Put that at where you want this player to win. Do instead of touching Sprite 2. Instead of touching Sprite 2, do touching color and then this. Make sure it's always the same color that. Make sure the ground is always the same color. So now, what we're gonna do is make this thing. Oh. The purple make you go to the next level. Let's just say. This is the next level. So, when. Let's do. A forever block. Wait until touching color, and then highlight that color. And then I would suggest to make a sound so that you know that you got to the next level. And then in here there's. Oh, yeah. You would. Since this is not the background, you will broadcast message 1. And then, when I receive message 1, next costume. And at the start, switch costume to costume 1. Now, if you touch that, it will do next level. Wait. Also, he has to go to the start. So do go to X minus, just where he was before. And blah. I'm not actually sure how to fix this. Oh well. Fine. Now we're gonna make an obstacle. So that is gonna be. You can either make an obstacle or literally just delete the block. So let's say boom. When this clicked forever. If take an OR block touching color. Oh, we haven't made the obstacle yet, so at the moment let's just do touching edge. Glide 1 second to that. So let's try it. There's also an edge right here. It's good though because then the player can't cheat by wall jumping on the edge. There will also be a wall jump thingy. Oof! In order to fix this, in order to make him stand on here, do. This is my way of doing it. Forever. If touching color this thing. to, no, change y by 10. Unfortunately, this happens. Change y by 1. Let's just do 0.1. Now he shouldn't sink into the ground. Oh, maybe so. Oh, I know what we can do. That can just be a feature. We could, like, make there be... Red will be the obstacle. So... Red, right here. Now, since we have red, which is also an obstacle, if touching color this thing, then if you touch that either, then you will also have to restart. The run is not working out very well. Oh well. I'll fix it in the next tutorial. Da 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 da. Yeah, I win. For the first level, I would suggest to, like, write something. I'm just gonna write the title of the game. Platform thingy. That's the title. And make it big. That's the red color, so if you touch it, you're dead. Not that you can. Oh, you can. Never mind. Oof. To fix that, let's see. Okay, let's make another thing, which is black, and then we'll do if touching black, change x by whatever. Change x by maybe minus 1 and or 1. Oh, I know. Wait. Yeah. I don't know. Never mind. So, run. I suck at my own game. This black thing does nothing. I'll just fill it with red so that it kills you. Red. Platform thingy is the title of my awesome game. To make it cool, you can add bad guys. But I'm just gonna make, like, one or two more levels so that duplicate, and then just delete. Okay, so for a bad guy, I'm just gonna pick a sprite because I really don't wanna make one right now. What is something that is evil? A princess, of course. Nope. Meh. Things. Apples are evil. Oh well. This guy. That's the bad guy. Duplicate. So, when Flay clicked hide, switch costume to Evil Thing, aka Singer 1. Then, right here, when you win a level, stage. You can keep that on. Okay, set stage to 0 when you start. Change stage by 1. Then forever. If then grab an equals from operators. Stage equals 3, then, well, first of all, you need to see it, so. Now, show, obviously. Go to this place. Move minus 10 steps. Front edge bounce. And then repeat until touching Sprite 1, which is you. Then you're gonna. Oh, and next costume, just to make it look cool. 0.05. Is this too much? Okay, platform thingy. Let's see if it's way too much. Da da da. Stage 2. I need to set stage to 1 when you start, because you do start at stage 1. You don't start at stage 0. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna keep that. That looks cool. Sounds. I'm just gonna add a weird sound. There's no sound. Make the sound bigger. There. Okay. Mr. Ness. Perfect. That'll be that. That'll be the music, I guess. Amazing music. Sounds. I need to edit that, otherwise that just sounds weird. Maybe if I delete some of that. Perfect. Oh no. I have this sound in here, so I'm just gonna use this. Oof. I think a lot of you know what that is. Play sound. Oof. What? Oh no, she's coming. Why is she in every single stage? Repeat until stage equals four. Oh no. What? Oh. Why doesn't the jump work very well? Come on. I don't think it works that well when you're pressing a button as well. Oh my gosh. I just have to jump the whole thing. Oh my gosh, he's insane. What? Okay. I'm gonna change this song. That's just not very good. Perfect. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. So, if you want me to, I'll make a part two. This isn't the best thing ever. I tried. Please like and comment for more Scratch tutorials. That's the game. Unfortunately. Bye bye. Wait, I need to name it. Perfect. There. My stuff. If you go to my stuff, then you'll see it right here. Goodbye. I guess.